Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Couple of interesting notes about the Republican primary race for who's going to be nominee to run for president against old man Biden coming up, among other things. Breakthrough
that big,
in the
New York Times Siena poll that came out the other day. I missed the lead to me.
Okay, cool. And there's a breakthrough, it looks like, in the whole hostage negotiations thing, although that might be what you were talking about last hour, where Hitler would delay with various get-togethers.
Yeah, sure, getting close to a deal. The negotiations between Charlie Brown and Lucy, re the football, have come close to a deal where Lucy will not yank away the football.
Look, it allows you to look like you're not completely unreasonable.
Well, right, and it's a delaying tactic.
Yep.
So I have declared the new era, which began yesterday, November 14th, the fightening. Any attempt for accord, understanding, intellect is over in America and around the world. Now it's all about the balled up fist, the loaded gun, the sharp elbow. Which brings us to our preliminary bout in the halls of Congress yesterday. And that would be Kevin McCarthy allegedly elbowing Congressman Tim Burchett, Republican of Tennessee, in the kidney for being a mover and shaker for tossing Kevin out of the speakership. Let's start with clip number 70.
It was a clean shot to the kidneys, and I turned back, and there was Kevin. He's a bully with $17 million in a security detail. You know, he's the type of guy that, when you're a kid, would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt.
Wow, that's some strong talk.
Yeah, McCarthy responds.
If I hit somebody, they would know I hit him. I did not elbow him. No, I would not elbow him. I would not hit him in a kidney. AC5, you're all down there, right? Not a very big hallway.
Wait a second. That's not the response I was expecting. So he's going tough guy himself. No, if I hit you, you know you were hit. And it wouldn't just be in the kidney. What? You're a bunch of 50-year-olds. You're not in suits. You're not supposed to be fighting at all. What an odd denial. Oh, if I hit you, you'd know it.
Congressman Ken Buck, as a character witness, takes the stand.
Well, I believe the reporter who was present when Tim was pushed or struck by Kevin McCarthy, it wasn't just Tim's view of what happened, and it wasn't just a crowded situation where Kevin was pushed into Tim. And so I think the reporter made the eyewitness account, and I believe that Kevin, while he was guarded by four police officers, went and did what he did, I guess.
Well, you're claiming the former Speaker of the House assaulted another member of Congress, is what you're claiming, right?
Right. Well, and to the character witness part, final clip.
Kevin McCarthy and lying are like peanut butter and jelly.
How about that?
Do you think Kevin McCarthy actually, like, in an attempt to cause pain, elbowed a guy in the kidneys hard enough to... I mean, it wasn't just a, hey, how you doing, or, huh? Like an actual a shot?
Speaking of liars, NPR reporter Claudia Grisales, I'm talking about her organization, not her individually, who was interviewing Tim Burchett at the time, spoke about her experience until he was shoved. He lunged towards me in that moment. I thought maybe initially it was a joke, and I looked up. I saw it was McCarthy surrounded by his detail. I could tell by Burchett's response soon after it was not a joke at all. Burchett stopped to talk to reporters in the hallway when the former speaker appeared to, quote-unquote, bump into him. Burchett said it was deliberate, chased after McCarthy, saying, hey, what the heck? What are you? Why did you do that? McCarthy denies it all.
You know, he's the type of guy that, when you're a kid, would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt.
This is not getting much news coverage, shockingly. What do you think? You think this
the episode was not captured on video, but was witnessed by reporters. Quote, hey, Kevin, why do you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? You have no guts. I didn't do that, McCarthy replied. As Burchett continued to yell, McCarthy laughed and said, oh, my God. You are so pathetic, Burchett said, before slowing his steps to avoid being directly behind McCarthy. Thank you, Tim, McCarthy said.
Wow, that is some immature high school hallway BS right there.
I would say, but that's just our preliminary bout, Jack.
You haven't weighed in on what you think.
I think McCarthy probably shoved him.
Like,
clean shot to the kidney.
Not in a joking way, though? Like,
oh, no. No, they don't have that relationship. You got to picture two people who can barely stand to be in the same room with each other. Hey, you know what would lighten the mood? I'm going to give him a jab without warning. No, not a chance.
Run home and hide behind his mama's skirt.
Wow.
It's the fightening. Moving along to the main bout, ladies and gentlemen.
The main bout. I would yell, let's get ready to rumble, but we did that once and got sued. So.
Yeah, that dude copyrighted that. He can parody it, but who needs the headache? In this corner, from Oklahoma, Republican senator, tough guy, MMA fighter, and plumbing contractor, Mark Wayne Mullen.
Big dude.
And in this corner, Teamsters President Sean, don't call me a mobster, you'll wear cement shoes, O'Brien.
Also a big dude.
Yes, couple of tough guys. Can we just do these in order?
Ages look to be about mid-40s.
I would agree. Yeah, I would guess 40s, maybe 50, but big, fit dudes. Let's get started.
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
All right, wait a second. We can't start there. Where's the stuff where Mullen explains why he's pissed?
All right, well, start at 60 then.
Sir, this is the time. Yeah. This is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. No, stop it.
Is that your solution, every problem?
No. Sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Okay.
You're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If Hold we on. Can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is
Hold
what
it.
He said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing.
Nice job by Bernie Sanders acting like a grown-up among some people who weren't.
Yeah, there was a misunderstanding, and I will take the blame upon myself. Mark Wayne Mullen starts by quoting the mobster the things he said about Mullen, about how he's a phony, he didn't build any business, he never worked hard, and he's a liar, and the rest of it. This guy's been slandering Mark Wayne Mullen in the labor movement for a long time. And so Mullen said, yeah, all those days I was working, you know, all day and all night to build my plumbing business, and my wife was managing the office, felt like we were working hard to me. And it goes on, and then you said this about me, and you said this about me. And then you said the mobster said something about wanting to fight him. And that's when Mullen said, you want to run your mouth? You want to settle it like that? Here and now. which, again, is somewhat questionable from a United States senator.
Nice job by the union guy to portray a union guy like they would in The Simpsons or something. I mean, just be a stereotypical, I'm going to fight you union guy. Of course, they don't care that's what you think of them, because that's what
that's
they
helpful.
Are.
Yeah. And it's helpful.
Yeah, it is helpful.
They want people afraid to challenge them. Let's see. Roll on, 64, Michael, and we'll go from there.
This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not
I don't
make
like
it work.
Thugs and bullies.
I
don't like you because you just described yourself.
Hold it.
I don't like thugs. Yeah, I don't like you because you just described yourself, tough guy.
And the big senator, when he stood up, he started to take off his ring because that's a gentlemanly thing to do if you're going to get in a fight.
Sure. Next clip.
You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right.
Make your statement.
Then let's do this. Because I did challenge you, and I accepted your challenge, and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it.
Anything about the economy or tax rates? Anything that's not fighting in a cage related?
Blah, blah, blah. Next clip.
Senator Mullen, you made some charges.
Charges?
Mr. O'Brien, do you want to respond to
your
question?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality of it is, Mr. Mullen, tough guy.
Hold it. Answer the questions.
All right, y'all want, he made a lot of statements, right? And his statements are fiction at best.
Fiction? I read them.
What?
Well, answer the question, please.
I can't understand him, to be honest with you.
All right.
He rambles so much.
Forget about it.
Roll on, Michael.
What was your question, actually?
You said I made a lot of statements.
No, but what's your question? I don't understand your question. Could you repeat it?
You said anytime, any place.
What's your question?
Accept the challenge.
What challenge?
You said anytime, any place. I'm accepting yours, so why don't you come
back? What challenge are you talking
about? April 30th. How about we do it for a charity at the Smoking Guns in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
We're not going to be talking about physical confrontations here.
You want to fight me?
What do you say by anytime, any place?
Let's have coffee. Discuss our differences. That's right, exactly.
All right, well, let's sit down and have coffee.
I'd love to.
It's funny how you're backing out.
I don't back on anything.
You did.
You're a 100. Senator. Should be the most influential people in this country making changes. You're focused on debate that's not even relevant. You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment.
About the condition of the working class in America.
You're the biggest thug here.
You brought him in.
All right, you're the biggest thug. Even your colleagues call you. Why are you doing what you're doing,
Senator Hassan?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senator Mullen, please yield.
Wow.
So the mobster guy goes anytime, any place, tough guy. And then when he's nailed down there in public, says, I meant for coffee.
We can sit down and have coffee. Discuss our differences.
Oh, my God. That is some Sopranos stuff right there.
Just don't check the toilet tank before we sit down in the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Bit of a Godfather reference there if you didn't catch it. It's the fightening, Jack. You got people brawling in the halls of Congress. You got two guys wanting to tear off their shirts and beat each other senseless in a Senate hearing. You know what? Civilization was nice. We gave it away. We allowed people who were against Western civilization to win. So I'd say toughen up. I'm going to do 20 push-ups every commercial break to get ready. It's like going to prison. I got to find the biggest, toughest guy in the Western world and punch him right in the face or something like that.
Wow, that was something. Yipes.
Yeah. You know, if that were in isolation, it would merely be amusing.
Right.
But as Barry Weiss put it so brilliantly, it's when society is really unhealthy that you see anti-Semitism rear its ugly head.
Yeah, no,
and
I feel
things are a little precarious.
Yeah, that's a data point on a trend, not just an isolated thing.
Well said. Mm-hmm.
Armstrong and Getty.
When inflation is high, we're all pros at finding creative ways to save.
Yeah, whether it's driving the extra mile for lower gas prices or grocery shopping on sale days, saving money has never been so important.
That's why we have to tell you about our new favorite way to save, Upside.
Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out.
With Upside, we're not getting slammed by inflated prices because we get cash back on every purchase.
To get started, download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong and get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside.
Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid.
Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week.
That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store.
Download the free Upside app and use promo code Armstrong to get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong. That's the promo code Armstrong.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Between global jihad, China, Russia, and our southern border, we are in for a long and protracted battle. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, protect your family, and protect your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call 833-995-GOLD or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Zip it! Zip it, Bunsen Honeydew. Sit down, or I'll come over there and redistribute the top 10% of my fist and 99% of your face. I will split your lip like pea soup. Don't make me take off my mittens.
Wow. Stephen Colbert impersonating Bernie, refereeing the Senate fight. Hilarious.
Oh, the great mittens picture from the inauguration. Oh, that's funny. Couple of things for you. Warren Buffett, one of the great investors in the history of investing, of Berkshire Hathaway, has dropped General Motors, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble, which many of us have stocks with those companies, many of us, in our, you know, kind of steady-as-she-goes portfolios.
Major League Blue Chip Dow Jones stocks there.
What has he picked up? He's concentrated on five companies: Apple, Bank of America, American Express, Coca-Cola, and Chevron. So there you go.
Gas and soft drinks.
I always thought it was kind of interesting that he makes so much money in choosing stocks well, and he's really a, you know, buy and hold, steady as she goes sort of guy. But it's announced. I mean, it's public knowledge. So where's the value in, you know, since I now have the information and I didn't pay anything for it, of what you think long term is not the best bet or is the best bet? I just always thought that was interesting. Also from the Wall Street Journal, Toyota Camry, the regular Toyota Camry, gas-powered, going away. It's going to be sold only as a hybrid. Which reminds me, I was going to talk about my trip over the weekend driving my Tesla, reinforcing my opinion that the world is not ready for electric cars as a real you-travel-in-it-all-the-time vehicle. Because even driving my Tesla, where was I? Half Moon Bay, so I'm 30 miles from where it was built. I mean, there's more Tesla chargers there than anywhere else in the world. And still, I ended up a long way from a Tesla charger, really low. If you live in a town where they've got some of those electric car chargers downtown, those are a farce. Those are a joke. You paid for those with your taxpayer money and they don't do anything. You know why you never see a car plugged into them? Because they don't do anything.
Right. Gallon Wall Street Journal just published a piece today. She hit all of L.A.'s non-Tesla charging stations, and 40% of them wouldn't work. 40%.
Oof. Oh, yeah. That's funny. I ran into a couple that didn't work. And the ones that do work, the non-Tesla chargers, I sat there for 45 minutes and picked up 6 miles.
Wow.
In 45 minutes. That's what you paid for to get there so you can... a virtue signal to the world that you're a cool upscale town that has electric car chargers. They don't do anything.
I should have mentioned all she checked was the fast charge stations because the ones you're referring to are utterly useless.
They are useless, and that's what you've got at your library, your school, your sporting venue, wherever town you live that you want to be, you know, all progressive and thinking for the future. It's crap. It's just a lie. How do not more people know that?
You might as well just have a guy standing there who gives your car a pep talk. Pep talk. You can do it. You can go a few more miles. Let's see. Come on. I believe in you. Worth the same as those damn slow chargers.
That's hilarious.
Armstrong and Getty.
The White House wants you to think our financial system is stable, but the truth is recent data from the FDIC reveals another 53 banks could soon collapse, just like Silicon Valley Bank. This could crush the savings of millions of Americans, sending shockwaves through the economy. Hi, I'm Stephen K. Bannon, former chief strategist to President Trump, and today I want to urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals have 5,000 years of history in preserving wealth, making them one of the best places for your retirement savings. To find out more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text HEDGE to the number 989898. That's HEDGE to 989898 to get your free info kit. There's no obligation or purchase required.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I can confirm for you that we have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
I want to get that on. I'm going to force myself not to talk about it here because there are other things we're planning to talk about. That's John Kirby confirming that the United States has confirmed that Hamas is using the hospitals. I'll save my comment. That story angers me greatly, and I think it's very important. But more on that later. There are chocolate muffins here, homemade chocolate muffins here.
Yeah.
As we all know, if you heard our podcast, Michael has got a health situation, so he no longer eats stuff like that. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, and everything's going good health-wise.
Hansen said he ate yours to make sure.
He ate his and yours. Yeah, I told him to eat it.
That was generous of him. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not having one, and I'm going to say this on the air to help me along. I shouldn't say this on the air because I'm a single man who would like to, you know, at some point not be single. So this is not the sort of thing you would normally broadcast, but I think it's helpful for me.
Wow.
When I stepped on the scale today, it was the highest weight I've been in, I don't know how many years.
Moving up.
Why am I doing the opposite of what you generally do if you're single? I'm running a lot and lifting weights, so that's nice, but my eating is out of control.
Well, as you know, I believe a new era has begun. I've called it the fightening. Maybe you're just putting on pounds for the inevitable wrestling.
I've always rolled up my eyes at people and say, well, I am lifting weights a lot, so I pray. You know how much you have to work to gain like a pound of muscle?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're like an NFL lineman.
Right.
They're strong and they're big and fat because it takes more energy to move them.
I just need to be able to push people over.
Right.
I'm working on that. I was actually looking at the scale today. I was like, seriously? Is this even possibly true?
Fat!
Scale don't lie. It's a weird thing about, there's just something about, because there's so many other aspects of life where you can kind of, maybe it's this, maybe it's that or whatever, but certain things, like your bank account and the scale, or your credit card bill, or whatever, that are just so factual.
They're not interested in your rationalizations. Wait a minute. I can see what weight you think I am, but blah, blah, blah.
Credit card's a good example, too. It doesn't seem like I spent that much last month. It's right there. The numbers are right there. That's what you spent last month. There's no massaging that. Same with doesn't feel like I've been eating that much. Okay, it's right there. What do you want? A couple of things here on the Republican race for who's going to be president. Before I ask Joe's opinion on something. You also said we missed the headline out of the big poll from a week ago. I want to hear that.
A major headline, yeah.
Okay. Well, the big headline was Trump's unbeatable, pretty much. That was the big headline. Couple of developments that are worth noting. I came across this yesterday. I was unaware of it until I heard some people talking about it. Then I looked it up. You know who's got by far the highest negatives? By far, like it's not even close, the highest negatives of the people left that are running for the nomination?
Who dat?
The fat man, Chris Christie.
Huh.
People do not like Chris Christie. What do you suppose that's about?
I don't really know.
I know I got my personal opinion on that.
I think he has a rep in the Northeast as being a little slippery.
I think he's completely phony. He wanted to be the attorney general for Trump so damn bad, and then when he got embarrassed and hung out to dry, all of a sudden then he's anti-Trump and Trump's dangerous and a bad guy and all that sort of stuff. whatever.
Right, yeah. Christy says intelligent stuff now and again, but I don't think of him as a candidate. He needs to get off the stage.
Yeah, he's not a real candidate. He's one of the people that I don't think is actually running for president. I mean, you can't. I heard this yesterday. I think it's true. Tim Scott and Pence, them getting out when they got out is proof that they were actually running for president. They weren't just trying to get a cable news show or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I would buy that. Yeah.
Some of the other people aren't. It's interesting. Mark Halperin writes in his newsletter that the way Mar-a-Lago is reacting to Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are really battling right now for bundlers and attention and news cycles in Iowa and New Hampshire and that sort of stuff. But all the reaction out of the Trump campaign would lead you to believe that they really still only think DeSantis is a threat. That is DeSantis the guy that could sneak up on him and cause him trouble because they're not taking on Nikki Haley anyway. I don't know. I don't know why they think that. Maybe they got some internal polling or whatever. One other thing I was going to mention before
go ahead.
I ask you your question. This is pretty big news. Fannie Willis down in Georgia, she's the judge down there, predicted that the Georgia election case is likely to go into early 2025, which means that one is off the table as the big disruptor in Trump's running for president.
Yeah, she's the prosecutor, but
she would know, I guess.
That's interesting.
So that's going to go into 2025, so that one is practically a non-factor now in the whole thing.
I wonder if somebody prevailed upon her to change the schedule.
I'll bet.
To talk to the judge. I can easily see Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, going to her and saying, hey, you know, there's plenty of time to do justice. You do this during the election, America's going to end up in flames.
Right. And we can't have individual states dragging candidates down during elections. We just can't. I mean, that could get out of control so fast.
Yeah, I think the circumstances would have to be so incredibly unique and urgent to do that.
And
I would agree.
If he's guilty of something, you know, for reals, you can deal with it after the election. Punishment will come. Can you spin out a situation in your mind where Trump doesn't end up the candidate? What's the most likely way that could happen? I've heard many people pundit on this.
Oh, boy. It's all a stretch, obviously.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, some fact emerges that it's got to get the base out of the Trump camp. That's all the scenarios that people come up with. Well, if he was convicted of something serious, that's not going to affect the 35% of the Republican base that's with Trump no matter what.
Well, it's interesting you're looking at that way because I think most people look at it as you just got to consolidate that other 65%.
Trump, I would agree.
Trump can have every person in the base for the rest of his life, but it's not as big a number as the other people.
Right. The reason I didn't go there at first is that I saw a poll not too long ago that an extraordinary number of people who were supporting another candidate, their second choice was Trump.
Right.
So it would almost have to be something black swanish, something that hurts Trump with the base. Or, you know, I don't, maybe I lack the imagination to come up with, you know, what could happen, but I haven't come up with it yet.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, how somebody just in all realms of the world, sports teams, whatever, an economic horizon, whatever, things can look inevitable. But as soon as they don't, your whole mindset about them changes. Yeah. And that's why, like, a surprise DeSantis win in Iowa or something like that, I just wonder how much different Trump would all of a sudden look if that happens.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. Number one, which I'll hold until after a quick word from a sponsor, but what you indicted Chris Christie for, 100% correct. On the other hand, Donald Trump does that all the time, expresses unbelievable excitement and enthusiasm for a person. They're the best. They're the greatest ever. Blah blah blah.
Then
he fires them and says, no, they suck. They always sucked. I hated them.
No, he's
they
different, though. Trump's different, though. Ask me why.
Why?
Nobody knows. But he's just different.
Because he's built a cult of personality and isn't called to be responsible for anything he says or does.
That stuff doesn't work on him for whatever reason.
Well, right.
He gets to play by different rules than everybody else. It's just, it's clearly true. I mean, there's no doubting that.
Yeah, I would agree. So my headline that we missed coming up in a moment or two, it's never a wrong time, the wrong time to protect your home, but fall is an especially good time to get 50% off a brand new SimpliSafe home security system, named the best home security in 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. 50% off? Holy cow.
I like the 24/7 live guard protection and the Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. Monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders, helping stop crime in real time. It's a powerful technology exclusively from SimpliSafe. Yeah, monitoring agents are going to see someone break into your home and talk to them. How awesome is that?
Cuss them out. SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. You customize it for the hazards that you're most concerned about, plus HD cameras for both inside and out. All right, so let's get to the deal. 60-day risk-free money-back guarantee. Of course, for a limited time, listeners get a special 50% off any SimpliSafe system with that fast protect plan Jack described. Visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So what did we miss in that poll?
This must be labeled with a big giant asterisk. That's the little star thingy. Down below, the note is, all these people are a contingency in case Trump doesn't win the primary. Or something extraordinary happens, he clutches his chest, goes down, all that McDonald's finally clogs up his aorta, although he's shown no signs of that thus far. I missed this completely. Kim Strassell of the Wall Street Journal pointed this out. The headline on the big New York Times Siena poll a week ago was that Trump was ahead of Biden in 5 of 6 swing states.
Right.
And that is a hell of a headline.
I'd say. Because the last several elections have come down to a couple of states and not very many voters.
But as Kim points out, the better headline is that Mr. Trump remains the GOP's weakest bet against President Biden.
Yeah.
The poll found that Nikki Haley cleaned Biden's clock in key swing states, while Trump would theoretically beat Biden by 5% in Michigan, 4% in Pennsylvania. Ms. Haley leads by 10% in each state. And while Trump is behind Biden by 2 in Wisconsin, Haley's ahead by 13.
See, I thought about this yesterday. I was fantasizing about this. There's a chance the next debate in December will just be Haley and DeSantis. They're making the bar pretty high to reach. And at least so far, they're the only two that could make it on there, not even Ramaswamy. But
good.
So, is there any chance you'd have a Haley DeSantis get there, hold their hands up together, and say, we're your ticket? We run together. See, the problem would be who's at the top and who's at the bottom. That's where the rubber meets the road. But if they held their hands up and said, we're your ticket, we cannot be beaten by any Democrat in America. Guaranteed. Polls show it.
Man, I would love that. They would almost have to say, look, this is the ticket. We don't know who's on top yet. We're going to go through Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Super Tuesday. And whoever's ahead at that point will be the presidential candidate on our ticket. And the other one will be the Veep.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with a way that they could handle that, or like some sort of co-presidency or something. But the Constitution doesn't, you know, somebody would be the president, actually.
Sure.
But
yeah.
But that's true. They would be unbeatable. There's no way DeSantis Haley would lose. Not a chance.
And DeSantis could say, look, if I'm the POTUS, she is going to have a serious portfolio in foreign policy because she's brilliant
and make
on geopolitics. Oh, Lord. You're coming off like Vivek. Why don't you make fun of her being in heels now, you misogynist pig? And if I'm Nikki Haley, I say, you know what? The governor here has done some brilliant work on getting the Marxist wokeness out of education. That would be his portfolio in my administration.
Yeah, I think
they'd win 48 states.
I think you make Nikki the top of the ticket just because the first woman gets you extra votes, too, from a lot of people that might just vote for that.
Except, as the asterisks pile up, Joe Biden isn't running!
I don't think there's anybody could beat Haley DeSantis. I don't care if Joe Biden's not running. Not a chance. Anyway,
right.
Your thoughts, you can join in anytime you want to. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
This fall, as you settle back into a busier routine, your home may be sitting empty and vulnerable.
That's why we recommend SimpliSafe's revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 Live Guard Protection.
It's designed to help stop crime in real time.
If an intruder breaks in, monitoring agents can see, speak to, and deter them.
Get 50% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine feeling at peace during the holidays. Sounds nice, right? Well, it's not impossible. Let's face it, this time of year is a lot. Maybe you're looking forward to the holidays, or maybe you struggle with seasonal depression. It's natural to feel some anxiety. That's what makes it the perfect moment to bring something positive into your life. Maybe it's a boundary you've been meaning to set, a new self-care routine, or support from a therapist. Therapy can give you the tools to find your peace in the chaos, so you can take that deep breath. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. It's flexible and convenient. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist. Talk by chat, phone, or video, and switch therapists anytime. Give yourself something to look forward to with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mygoals.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
We'll get this. Apparently, stores like Walmart and Costco are pulling back on self-checkout technology. Yeah, people asked if the decision was a way to reduce their costs or boost the economy, and the companies were like, no, it's because they never worked. That's the only reason. I got to weigh my bag. I got to weigh the bag. Okay. Yeah, I'm sad the self-checkouts are gone. I miss typing in onion and then having to pick from 10 different types of onion.
Right.
Yellow, white, I don't know. I didn't open it yet. It's an onion.
I agree. I like the self-checkout if it's like two clear-cut, got the barcode on it items. But I'm not weighing my grapes or scanning through the kind of bananas. Screw that.
You afraid if you weigh your grapes, you'll find they're unimpressive? Hmm?
My light grapes.
A little light in the grapes, if you know what I'm saying.
You child?
I like the self-checkout. Yeah. I don't mind keying in broccoli.
It's
enjoyable to
me. It's clearly a personality trait. I've been at the grocery store with people who are like self-checkout people, and they love it. Oh, no, I can do this faster. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out. I ain't. I'm going over there. Oddly, at the like, grocery stores I go to, regularly there's a line at the self-checkout with anybody looking, hey, don't look down there, but they're completely open on a person that'll do it for you. And I walk over there and go through.
Yeah, yeah. And be careful what you wish for. I used to complain about how the checkers would try to engage you in conversation about what you were buying. Oh, looks like a barbecue today, huh? How about you just let me buy my meat, huh? But now everybody's so surly and unfriendly in the modern retail environment.
I'm anti-self-checking. It's just like when gas stations went from full-serve to self-serve to save a little money, then they just did away with full-serve. That's what they're going to do at the grocery stores. Pretty soon you're going to be forced to go in there and do it yourself. And I don't want to.
Well, they
this.
Can't because everybody's stealing now, but
are
who
they?
Knows? Yeah.
Supreme Court case that's kind of interesting. Little known Michigan court case that might go to the Supreme Court. Probably will. Needs to be dealt with at some point. It comes from a guy who's got a couple of acres. And apparently it's close enough to town that it's zoned. But he's got a couple of acres, and he's retired, and he's what you call a shade tree mechanic. And he's got a couple of vehicles on his property he likes to work on. And the city hit him with a fine ticket thingy saying it's an eyesore. You're not allowed to have vehicles on your property you work on or whatever. And he said, no, you can't see him from the street. I mean, who's bothered by this? So he's got bushes and stuff like that. Nobody would even know he's got those cars there. How did the city know? They flew a drone over his property and got pictures of the vehicles on there. Well, is that an illegal search or seizure? Because they couldn't come on your property to see if you have vehicles or not without a warrant. But
that would be a yes. Yes, it is an illegal search.
But can they fly the drones over and take a look at it and then say you got to move your vehicles? Nobody can see them except if they fly a drone over my property. So it's interesting on a couple of different levels.
Yeah, I remember somebody warning me or talking about how somebody got busted for erecting a guest house in their backyard or something like that, and the county had seen it on a Google map or something like that and said, hey, wait a minute.
That's got to be an illegal search and seizure, doesn't it?
Well,
taking a picture from the sky?
It's a search.
A search.
Yeah, in my opinion, it is. Supreme Court has a handful of really interesting cases, this docket and the next one.
Well, this one's got to get nailed down soon, and I'm guessing it'll be pretty clear cut. But you could fly a drone over somebody's house currently and, like, really look it over somebody's property.
Right, but I think sometimes the simplest analysis is the most useful one. If the so-called eyesore has not made anybody's eye sore, it's not an eyesore. An unseen eyesore is not an eyesore. All it is the government saying, we have control, we're exercising control. We're going to tell you what you can and can't do just because we can.
Right. Yeah, the idea of government, why are you flying drones over my house at all? Government.
Shoot them down.
What are you looking for? What are they probably looking for? Well, it wouldn't be pot farms anymore. Meth labs? Back in the day, it would have been pot farms.
No, not meth labs. That all comes from Mexico now. I don't know. Well, and no matter what their original, you know, motivation was to run the drones, can you imagine being the official who says, wait a minute, what is that? Is that a car somebody's working on to restore? We can't have that. You'd have made a good Nazi, sir or madam.
Wow. Dropped an N-bomb on him.
Damn right.
Well, that'll go to the Supreme Court. We got a bunch of other stuff to talk about.
Major mainstream journalists just announced Joe Biden can't possibly run for president again, and everybody's ignoring him for some reason. That next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.